Welcome to Web of Life, formerly known as Speaking of Animals. Listening to K90.7 FM, Jana Banana. I'm a vegan chef and radio announcer, and I've been vegetarian all my life, vegan since 1995, and I'm into mostly living in natural foods and definitely feel good for it. And today we have an amazing guest. I'm so excited to speak with Ingrid Newkirk. Now, Ingrid, I know you're the head, the honcho, the main woman in charge of PETA, but what is your official title?
The woman you call when no one else will do it.
Well, welcome.
I'm the president and co-founder.
The president and co-founder. Well, welcome, Ingrid. Glad to have you on our show. Normally, Pete Anderson would be with me today, but he has actually got some family business that he has to take care of. And so I'm just grateful that I am able to be here and do this. Now, Ingrid, I know how involved you are in taking care of the animals and just spreading the news about how we can save our planet by helping the animals, because I receive news from you. I'm in your newsletter. You get your stuff every day. And you know what? The thing that I'm so excited about is the fact that you're going to actually physically be in Portland, Oregon, tomorrow at Powell's Book, a book signing, and you'll be speaking. The downtown location is 7:30 in the evening. Now, why don't you tell us about why you're going to be there, the book, PETA, Practical Guide to Animal, Animal Rights, and then Simple Acts of Kindness to Help Animals in Trouble. Definitely a wonderful book. I'm looking forward to reading. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but tell us about it.
Oh, well, thank you, and I'm delighted. Portland is a fabulous place, and Powell's is one of those special shops where you just want to lose yourself among the racks.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like a Beauty and the Beast. Remember that great big library he gives to Walt? That's my favorite part in the movie.
Well, this is the biggest and best.
Oh, I know, I know.
Fantastic. So I've done book signings there before, and I'm coming to give a talk tomorrow evening. It will be about PETA, Practical Guide to Animal Rights, Simple Acts of Kindness to Help Animals in Trouble. And I'll be explaining what the book is all about, which is basically about kindness. Because everybody says that they, and I think everybody believes, almost everyone, that kindness to animals is a very important thing. Kindness to everybody is an important thing. And certainly being kind to animals is part of a whole principle of just being as decent as you can be as you go through life. So what I did is I collected people's questions to PETA. Why do you believe this? And why are you campaigning about that? And through the book, I try to answer those questions, bring the issues alive by using real-life stories of animals who were in trouble and who were rescued, or who were in trouble and didn't get rescued. But I take people behind the scenes to the places that they ordinarily wouldn't go. And these are the dismal places, the slaughterhouse, the factory farm, behind the big chop. We recently had an investigation of Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey. You see these men just wailing on the elephants, just hitting them for no apparent reason with their bullhooks. But I take people back there, and I show them the things that nobody who exploits animals will ever show them. But I don't want it to be a dismal book. I want it to be an uplifting book. And so the book is crammed full of all the things you can do which are empowering and which help animals and make you feel really good about all your choices in life.
Well, you know what's so wonderful about that? If you've got a long list of things that people can do, they don't have to do them all at once. They can just pick one and start from there. And do another one and get into the habit of doing that and then do something else. Just one thing. If everybody ate one less cheeseburger, I believe it is, how much of a rainforest do we save? Like the size of a small kitchen?
Yeah, and the water we save.
Oh, the water. Yeah, the resources.
At the EarthSave website or the PETA.org website, the figures and the comparisons just are stunning. We have actually at PETA, we have people going around now from city to city taking a shower in the city square. And it shows you how much water you could shower for 6 months. Just leave the shower on and get under there for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And it would be the equivalent of having a big meat meal.
Yeah.
One meat meal. So, yes, I mean, we say, we like John Galsworthy's words, back in the 1800s, he wrote that you're not living in a private world of your own, and everything that you say and you do and you think has an effect on everything around you. And I do, it breaks my heart sometimes that people don't feel they have power. They feel the corporations have all the power. Who are they? Nobody will listen to them. And it's absolutely not true. People do listen to you. People change because of your example. You can cook for friends. You were talking about being vegan and vegetarian raw food. You can cook for people. People love to eat. Show them what to eat that's good for them, the earth, the animals, and so many other things. Every single thing you buy really means you're voting with your pocketbook. Mm-hmm. You're going to help or you're going to hurt. And it may be that you're hurting or helping without thinking about it. Now you can think about it and make a conscious decision that you'll always feel good about.
By the way, if you're just joining us on KBOO, we are talking with Ingrid Newkirk. I am Jana Banana. I'm a vegan chef. And definitely, for me, it's something I have learned over the years. We can't cram it down people's throats. For years, my mom tried to tell people what to do. They owned health food stores, my parents, back in the 40s and early 50s in Southern California. And I remember my mom, she wanted to help everybody. And she tried to push people into doing things. You can't do it that way. And I learned by watching her and gradually just did my thing. And I've had, over the years, more and more people come to me without me having to push it down their throat. So be an example is definitely one way to do it.
Oh, it definitely is. And if you're forthright and you're honest about wanting to live a kind life, people notice, and you don't have to be waving a flag about it. I mean, I always say, do put that one bumper sticker on your car. On mine, I have one that says, want to try going vegetarian? Get a free vegetarian starter kit, 1-800-GO-VEG, V-E-G-E. And that, or you can get one from the PETA website. I wear one button. So if I'm on an elevator, it says, ask me why I'm a vegan. Or it says, no, my shoes aren't leather. And if I do have pamphlets. I've got a beautiful little card. We give them out to anyone who asks. And we seem to be harping on vegetarianism, but everybody eats. And these little cards have a beautiful little pink pig on a blue background. I stick them up in the grocery store. I leave them everywhere. And it says, call this number for a free vegetarian starter kit or go to goveg.com. So you can leave this little trail of your path through life.
That's right.
And I hear from people. People say, I was in the grocery store and I picked up this pamphlet. It was by the glue traps. And it said, don't buy these glue traps. They cause all this suffering. And they said, I never thought about it before, but someone left them there. And now I know I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
Or, people can influence, even when you've gone. You've left little things here and there, or people look at you, they don't necessarily say anything. I have a shirt I wore this weekend. It's a brand new PETA shirt. It says, mean people wear fur in big letters.
And that is actually true. At the people who are in prison for heinous, murderous, terrible crimes usually started out by mistreating animals.
Oh, it's absolutely
That's a proven
true.
Fact.
Sociological studies of children who are not reprimanded or corrected or counseled when they're young and they hurt animals definitely have a propensity to go on to do bigger and worse things. And it is true that these school shooters, for example, and of course there was one in Oregon and Springfield, a set of them there, they all had a history of hunting small animals, decapitating cats, you name it. But when I wore this mean people wear fur shirt, I just threw it on. I wasn't thinking. And I went down to do some shopping and to pick up a videotape. And I noticed every single person was looking at it. I went into Whole Foods and everyone read it. And some people spoke about it. And I thought, this is the greatest. I haven't said one word. I just have to smile.
Yeah.
But yes, everybody eats. Everybody wears clothes. Everybody shampoos their hair, cleans their teeth, decides how to entertain themselves. Each one of those decisions can be extremely important. And you can have a blast just choosing the things that are going to mean you've been kind.
That's right. And helping to make other people at least aware to start out with. Years ago when I was working on a radio station in East Idaho, I was asked to be a spokesperson for a health food store. They heard the morning show guy, my partner, and I, he was a junk food junkie. He'd be eating his hot dogs and soda pop, and I'd be eating my apple or whatever. And we'd tease each other, banter back and forth. But the owner of a health food store called me up and asked me if I'd be a spokesperson for his health food store. Anyway, after I'd been doing that for about 6 months, he asked me to do a food class once a month. And so I thought, well, I have some great recipes. My mom taught me some wonderful stuff. And after I went vegan, I was taught how to think, what do I do to exchange this for that to replace? So I was able to become vegan and come up with some great vegan recipes. But anyway, so I started doing that. And literally, that's how I evolved into being a vegan chef. And I was just doing it a little bit here and there. But I decided by doing this, I have helped so many people not necessarily become vegetarian, but at least eliminate meat meals from their diet, help them to eat more fruits and veggies, just do a little bit of a change. And so that's why I teach classes at Whole Foods and other health food stores in people's homes, conventions, whatever. And it's just, it's so inspiring to have people come up to me and say, guess what? I lost 30 pounds. Or I don't take insulin anymore.
Yeah, there are two things they say when they go veggie. They say, oh, I dropped all these pounds. That's the most extraordinary thing. I think on our Peter Prime website, which is our Peter Prime blog, which is on our Peter Prime website for people 50 and over. Mm-hmm. There's one of our members is telling how she went from a size something like 12 to a 2 in 4 months. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't starving herself. She was eating heartily.
She was
eating the right things. So you hear weight when it comes to meat, and then you hear, oh, my skin cleared up, and I didn't get bronchitis anymore, any mm-hmm. of those things. When I went vegan, you
dumped that's the
cheese.
People get rid of the cheese and the dairy, but especially the cheese, and that's when you really drop the pounds and really get rid of the congestion. Oh, yeah.
Yes, and the skin clears up. I find that more than anything is people. In fact, someone is doing an acne study now with vegans to show that just changing to a vegan diet, getting rid of the dairy products mm-hmm. out of your diet, is beautiful for the skin.
And I noticed a huge change. Like I said, I was raised pretty much mostly vegetarian with the occasional once every couple months fish, and I had organic hormone-free raw milk and free-range eggs, but a couple of gallons of milk would last our family of six for 2 weeks, so we really didn't have that much. As singers and speaking on the radio and that kind of thing, I had to watch my voice. Anyway, when I went from that to vegan, in just a couple of months, I was already healthier than the average person. I could not believe the amazing change that I had, what I was doing, to the vegan. And then not only my physical, but my emotional, spiritual, and mental clarity was so through the roof. It just went way up. It was awesome.
Fantastic. No, nobody ever goes vegan and says, oh, well, I just can't do it, because they do have more energy, they do have more mm-hmm. stamina, and there are all sorts of things. And they have longevity. There'll be many more years ahead of them, and mm-hmm. no worry that their arteries will clog up, unless they're eating a diet of Twinkies and French fries.
Yeah, you can't. That's true. You can't just stop eating the animal products. You can be a junk food vegan.
That's right. That you have to worry about.
I used to interview the director of the Utah Vegetarian Society. She'd come in, she's a vegan, and I wasn't vegan yet. And the poor gal, her skin was awful. She was overweight, but she'd come in with her diet Pepsi, and she says, I have to confess, I do eat chips and
sugar and fat. Yeah, vegetable oil and sugar together are not a good combination more than anything else.
Yeah, high in veggies, that's for sure, and fruits, and as much raw as possible, of course, too.
Yes.
Anyway, once again, in case you just joined us, we are talking to Ingrid Newkirk. She is the lady in charge of PETA, but she's got a new book out. And tomorrow at 7:30 in the evening, August 18th, she'll be at Powell's Book downtown, and she'll be signing books and also speaking. But the new book is called
The PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights, Simple Acts of Kindness to Help Animals in Trouble. It's got a foreword by Bill Maher. And I'm going to say that some other people liked it. Woody Harrelson thought that it was the ultimate animal rights encyclopedia.
Awesome.
And Martin Sheen said it was a terrific book that uplifts you by showing you there are easy, sensible, clear ways to help animals that you might never have dreamt of.
That's awesome. It's really cool that you could have so many people back you up that have names that people recognize. I'm not one who likes to do things just because somebody popular does it. But I have to admit, when I was growing up, the only person I knew of was Jack LaLanne.
And
the only reason I knew of him is my dad actually promoted him on TV before I was even born, helped to get him on TV, and I used to watch his program in the morning. But I used to think, no one's like we are. We're the only people. And now, movie stars, rock stars, athletes, that's the coolest thing. Triathlon athletes, all these people who exercise and look great. People say, oh, well, the stars are, but if you really want to exercise and get muscle, you got to eat your meat.
Very old-fashioned concept.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Wonderful people. In fact, a heavy power lifter who is a herpetologist and a zoologist has just narrated of film for us about the exotic skins trade and how appalling it is where the snake skins come from and how they suffer. And he is enormous. He's this big, powerful man, as he would be. He's a power lifter. And he says he goes down to the gym every day, and people come over to actually see how much he's going to lift today. And these are other power lifters, and he's vegan.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what on earth? And he said, I'd be dead by now if I hadn't switched to being a vegan.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, well,
it takes a toll on the body. Try to digest that. My mom would, what people who eat meat were?
Mortuaries.
Yeah.
It was wonderful what Ellen and her partner had their vegan wedding. That was great. So she came out of the closet on being a vegan. And then I just saw Leona Lewis is very kind to animals, and she's a vegan because she loves animals, and she's on the cover of one of our newsletters. Every 5 minutes, you turn around and you see somebody who has to look after themselves and their body and to have stamina, and they've got the best advice in the world is going vegan.
Definitely. Now, you're going to be speaking. How long do we get to hear you speak?
Well, now, that would be telling. If people have a short attention span, let's tell them 10 minutes. And if they'd like me to speak for longer, I'm definitely going to speak for an hour.
Well, I would love to just sit and listen to you talk. Well, first of all, you've been vegan for over 30 years, I understand.
I have, but I was a slow learner, so